AircheckDownloads.com.
New Pirate FM.
18 minutes to 9 o'clock, the New Pirate FM. Sadly, as Duncan would say, the mystery voice went early on. I can see from the phone lines being jammed that you didn't hear that bit. So you got up late, did you? Well, it's been one, I'm afraid. £102. I'll tell you who it was after OMD on the Pirate. Forty minutes to 9, Pirate FM 102. Come on, son, you can stay out if you try. We deserve it. As you know, I'm a big fan of the EEC. They don't hang around making decisions, though. Like, it took them 14 years to agree on a definition of jam. Why not just call it jam? That'd be nice. And on food still, do you know chilies? They're very hot indeed. I love chilies. Well, a Los Angeles, Californian chili warehouse proved they're very hot indeed. It was destroyed by spontaneous combustion in 1989. And on health subjects, muesli can contain naturally occurring hallucinogenic chemicals similar to LSD. So be careful with that breakfast cereal. 40 minutes to 9, the old mystery voice did go at a quarter to 8. Julian Barnett, who's a lifeguard down at Cenon Cove, I think, was actually the winner, winning £102 by identifying this.
I was very keen on pigs and horses.
And I sort of gave it away a couple of days ago, and I said she was very much a person of the 60s. What I didn't say was she was a very famous model in the 60s, one of the best there's ever been. She set the trends for what they follow today, even nowadays lives down here, and it is Jean Shrimpton. So there you are. Jean Shrimpton, who I never actually met, but hear very good reports about. Wonderful lady, anyway. Jean Shrimpton, £102, as won by Julian Barnett. And he should have known, because he used to run a business with her, apparently. Inside information helps. There'll be a brand new mystery voice tomorrow. In fact, I'll play it to you now. We're not taking calls on it now, but it's just to sort of whet your appetite for tomorrow. So it'll start off at £50, and we're back to the men.
The conditions aren't ideal, but then we live in a commercial world.
Well, there you are. That'll get you going. We'll take calls on that about 20 to 8 tomorrow morning. But thank you for your bit of fun. It gets the old teeth gnashing, I know, but...
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute.
Thank you for your participation.
Wait.
Home of those sing-along hits. Yes, and odd stories as well. 10 to 9 it is. And diners at McDonald's in Poole were shocked when a customer went to the counter to order a burger. For round his neck was a 10-foot python. Well, his name was Monty. Unbelievable, said the manager, Matthew Steele. The snake looked as if it was asleep, but every so often it picked up its head and stuck out its tongue. The man said he wanted two Big Macs and two colas to share with his pets. Like the old joke, isn't it? A drink for me and a drink for my snake. And also, in a pub, one in London, the landlord gave the customers the keys to the bar to drink the night away while he went to bed. When the cleaner turned up the next morning, she had to climb over the boozers who'd fallen asleep in a drunken stupor. Now the barman is claiming unfair dismissal after he was sacked. I used to work at a disco where the guy used to go to bed and leave us with the keys to the drinks cabinet. Well, I say he used to do it. He did it once and regretted it.
Brian's of St. Austell and Wadebridge.
Pirate FM.
I've never been so popular in the station as I am this morning. I've got a copy of the Daily Mirror in here with the Fergie pictures, and everyone that's come in the studio or station so far, I was headed for the studio saying, come on, where's the mirror? Honestly, I wouldn't walk down the road to see those pictures. I wouldn't walk across the room to see them. Still. Even Dale, a mild-mannered sort of Clark Kent of the newsroom, came in. I'm shocked at him. I didn't think he was like that. 6 minutes tonight in Pirate FM 102. Michael Jackson here. Is to make a rare TV appearance on the Aussie soap Neighbours. They're flying the whole crew in, and they're going to run into him backstage at Wembley Stadium. How on earth are going to write that into the script? Bit of Neighbours dross. Kylie Minogue, my favourite. She says she loves her gay following as she feels they're the only fans who realise she's not taking herself that seriously. Oh, yeah. She says, I do like it when people can see that I'm not trying to be serious about being sexy. What she said a couple of months ago. With my gay audience, I love them. They're fantastic. They're so into it. In fact, there's a festival on each year in Sydney, the Mardi Gras, and they often do my numbers there. One year, there were 40 of them dressed as me. Sad I missed that. Pirate FM 102. Not with the Kylie Minogue fan club at 1 minute to nine.
Summertime sales with big savings for all.
It's on you.
It's 9 o'clock, average temperatures 21 centigrade, 68 Fahrenheit.
6 minutes past 9 o'clock, Pirate FM 102. Cloudy at first with some heavy showers, and the weather brought to you with Sandbards of Helston, rain or shine, the biggest and brightest family day out ever. Where the drier weather and brighter will return from the west by the afternoon. It's returned early here, I can tell you. Well, temperatures around 21 centigrade, 68 Fahrenheit. This evening dry at first with clear spells, becoming cloudy with showers. Temperatures dropping to 12 centigrade, 54 Fahrenheit.
17 centigrade over the Green Lawns Hotel in Falmouth, 18 centigrade over the Restormore Lodge Hotel in Lostwithiel, and 16 centigrade over the Cobthorne Hotel in Plymouth and our studios here at Cambrai. For Roger Day and Pirate FM, I'm Lucy Williams.
Weather making us outliers again for the second day running.
Oh, good.
Still, we like it when we're wrong on the cloud, don't we?
Yes, definitely.
KC, Sunshine Band, Give It Up, fine start of hour four with me, Roger Day on Pirate FM 102, a bit of variety, more music. Actually, I don't want to give anything up that I do. No, I'm quite happy in my life. I think I'd like to give up is getting up at 4:30 in the morning. As I like earning money, I can't do that. Need to pay the mortgage. Anyway, good morning to you. And a rather unusual story. There's a lot of them around this morning. Police had to hold their noses as a motorist took a shower in the station in East Grinstead yesterday. They had to do this for they could breath test him, because nobody would go near him. He'd run off when stopped while driving, and ran straight into a farm sewage pit. Must have been them. I'd have let him get away with this.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Bob. Thought you'd moved up country.
17 minutes past nine, Pirate FM 102 with Roger Day. Till 10, and it's Duncan Warren through until 2. Time to play the high-low competition. If you're listening earlier on or last night with Elliot, you will know the high and the low figure. I need you to guess the package from Curry's Superstore in Truro. It's 0209 313 900. And perhaps I'll talk to you after Queensryche. It's featuring Adolf Hitler.
102.2 Pirate FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.